Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this conversation on life lessons between Elle and me.
Hi.
I wanted to give you guys a brief spiel on why Eleanor and me decided to do this conversation about life lessons. It's a very deep topic, it feels, and also really serious, but and it's not something that we normally talk about. We talk about other things usually, but I thought that it would be a good time. Eleanor actually brought it up, that it would be a good time for us to talk about it, because it's been 5 years since I moved from the traditional life path that I was on in April 2016 to where I am right now, and it's been a major journey, obviously, getting here. But I had the realization recently, because Eleanor pointed out that, you know, it's been 5 years, and I'm sure she's like, you know, I'm sure you've had we have many lessons to share. And so I was like, yeah, let's have this conversation. And the same thing for you, right?
Yeah, so in 2016, same as you, I made a decision to go off the traditional training path. So I'd done my core training as a psychiatrist. And then after that, there's like a specific path that most people take. And I just thought, I want to do something different and I want more flexibility. So it's been 5 years since I made that change. And it's really changed like the course of my life. So I was in that reflective mode anyway. And then I thought, oh, this is similar to you. So why don't we both talk about what we've learned along the way? So here we are.
Perfect. I'm really glad that you suggested it, because I would have never thought about this unless you had actually brought it up. So thank you for that. And so let's start off with the first one. You want to start us off?
Yeah, sure. So I think for me, one of the things I've learned is that most things are reversible in life. So I think we agonize over decisions. We go round and round ruminating, when really most things that we decide to do, we could undo them at any point. So for me, it was about coming off the traditional training course. And I knew that even if I chose to do something else for now, if worse came to worse, I could get back on that track. And I think just seeing that happen with that particular element of my life made me think, actually, it applies to everything. You know, you can befriend someone and then decide they're not the right person for you, or you could enter a relationship and decide, okay, that's not the right thing for you. All different career choices, you know, there's a lot of opportunity in life. And I feel like sometimes we agonize so much over decisions that we waste time when we could be experiencing things and actually just enjoying them for what they are. So one of the things I've learned is just, you know, things are reversible. Don't spend ages, you know, even if it's a train ticket or a concert ticket, you can buy it and then decide not to use it if you no longer want to go to wherever you were going. So I think we just need to get to that place in our lives now where we can see that we don't need to take everything so seriously.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. You know, we actually exchanged these life lessons a couple of days before we decided to do this conversation. And, you know, that was the one that caught my eye the most. I was like, yes, 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 everything is reversible. Because it just, you know, it is so relieving to me, at least, as a perfectionist.
Yes.
I'm like, all right, cool. Yeah, no, I can reverse it. So it's not really a mistake. It's like, if it can be fixed, it's not a mistake anymore. Yeah, you might lose a few dollars in the process, perhaps, but it's totally worth it because you tried something and you got over it.
Yeah. What would you say is something big that you've learned in the past 5 years?
So my first one that I would definitely say has been a big lesson for me, that was not my lesson before, was slow and steady wins the race. And I know you've all heard the story of the turtle or the tortoise, mm-hmm. Versus the hare. And you know, it's like everyone's been drummed into that idea. Oh, you know, you go slow, it's fine.
Yeah.
But no one actually does it in practice, you know. You might learn about this adage and be like, oh, you know, it's okay, you can go slow, but no one actually is like, oh yeah, you can go slow. Your teachers are never like, you can go slow, it's fine.
They're like, hurry up.
Parents are never like that.
Yeah.
So I really feel like for me, as soon as I realized that actually, in fact, if I went slow, I make less mistakes, mm-hmm. because then I end up doing things, you know, in a fashion where I'm thinking more about it, I'm planning more about it, I'm sharpening my axe, you know, as Abraham Lincoln would say. And I'm not, you know, I'm just not just jumping into it saying, oh, I'm just doing it, no matter what happens kind of thing. And I have a tendency to do that too. And I make so many mistakes and then I have to correct those mistakes and I have to backtrack. And so instead of doing all that, why don't I just take a breath and slow down and figure out, okay, what do I want to do here? What's my goal with this? Do I actually even want to do it? Mm. Because a lot of times you'll actually think about it and realize, you know what, actually, this is not for me.
Yeah.
So I really, really feel like it's important to take that deep breath and to say, okay, I'm not on a deadline here, even though society might tell me that I need to get married by a certain age or, you know, have a house by a certain age. Mm-hmm. There is no deadline, really. And even as an entrepreneur, there's no deadline, really, mm-hmm. if you think about it, unless you're like going to go bankrupt. And then at that point, it's too late anyway. So. So really there's no deadline. You can take your time, you know, relax through it and actually have fun through the process and you know, look up from your work a bit and actually enjoy life and realize how lucky you are to, or I am, to live this life and how lucky I am to do these things with my friends. You know, I can go on a Zoom call and start talking about life lessons. Like, how amazing is that, you know?
Yeah. And I think that makes me think about one of the other lessons that I've learned in terms of just looking after yourself and realizing that it's great to achieve lots of things, but it's also great to rest. So particularly during the pandemic, I found that I spent more time just lying down, you know, watching the clouds move, or, you know, listening to rain and, you know, all those really kind of sensory type things. And I realized how big a part of life is as well. So I've always been someone who's like, go, go, go. And, you know, always wanted to achieve certain things. I'm very goal orientated, as I know you are, Boo. And, you know, when you're that kind of person, you don't even know what it's like to just sit down and relax, or, you know, just breathe and be okay with who you are just by doing nothing. So I think I learned how much I love doing nothing and how much it's necessary for me, because I need it to kind of build up the energy to then go and do the next thing. And it's, I think the way that I was living before, where I just thought, you know, everything needs to be done in 1 year or something, it's too much. So that's definitely something I've learned.
Yes, I know I've noticed a big shift in the way our conversations run as well, because you're like, oh yeah, before we'd be like, yeah, let's start a book club and let's start a podcast and let's start this as well at the same time. And now you're like, okay, I don't want to overwork myself. I don't want to overdo it. So, you know, we'll start one thing and then we'll think about the rest after.
Yeah.
And for me, I totally resonated with this one. And I actually put it down as one of my life lessons as well, because, and I wrote it out as, you know, self-care is key. Mm-hmm. And without self-care and without health, you have really nothing. You might have like millions of dollars and like really be poor as anything, right? And I noticed this a lot in the digital nomad community that I hang out with a lot, mostly because I'm mostly in Asian cities that are big hubs for these kind of communities. And I noticed that a lot of these people are so obsessed with the idea of making money, which I understand. I was there as well. But they just like, they are totally letting go of their health. They don't eat enough or they don't sleep enough. You can literally see their bodies deteriorating in front of their eyes. You know, are they drinking too much or doing too many drugs in order to relax themselves because they're so stressed out? And a lot of them start gaining a lot of weight. You can see that, you know, they've been kind of obviously not taking care of themselves. And, you know, I would see that and I'm like, okay, there's no point if they had millions of dollars, because then after a certain point of time, it's kind of irreversible to take care of your health. Yeah, I mean, once you get some kind of illness, maybe you can heal yourself, but a lot of times it's hard to heal from that point. Also, if you're not able to enjoy all that money that you created, then what's the point? You know,
yeah.
I just don't even see the point in it. So for me, I realized very early on that I was not going to make money or, you know, reach my goals at the detriment of my health. And
yes,
this is something that I really keep to my heart as time goes on.
And I think in doing that, you have to do one of the other things that I think is one of my biggest lessons, which is take the path that's right for you, because people around you are going to give you so many tips about your health, about who you should marry, when you should marry, how many kids you should have. You know, like that, everyone's going to have all this advice and ideas about how you live your life, but you have to be that person who's like, I know myself, or at least I'm getting to know myself, and each of the lessons I'm picking up each day about who I am, I need to actually apply this. So if I know that the thing that's going to make me happy is not going to be having, you know, 10 children running around the house, then don't do it.
Oh my gosh, 10 children.
Most of us live in a free world, and I think we don't take enough advantage of the choices and opportunities that we have to actually carve out the life that you want. And you can do that with your job, you can do that with relationships, you know, like your mental health. You know, you need to think, do I want to start my days with a routine or ritual that's going to calm me down? Do I want to end my days like that? You know, like, you get to actually paint the picture of what you want and then move towards it. And I think in the past 5 years, that's been something that I'm learning more and more. I don't even feel like I'm fully there yet, but I feel like every day that I'm able to say, this is how I want to shape my life and actually make something happen the way I want it to be, the more I'm like, yeah, you can literally do this with most of the, you know, most of the aspects of your life.
Yes, very well said. I really love that. And I think that my point, my life lesson really resonates with that, which is, you know, keep your eye on the goalpost. And, you know, don't let yourself be distracted from, like, this shiny object here and that shiny object here.
Yes.
And that was something that I have to fight. I have to fight that almost daily, because there's so many advertisements about different things that as an entrepreneur I could be doing, or different marketing strategies I could be using. And I could be on TikTok right now, but I'm not. Or, you know, I could be doing Snapchat, which I didn't. Or, you know, all of these different things that are just there and people are making money off of it, and you're like, oh my god, maybe I should do that too. And then especially in the digital nomad community, everyone's talking about this and that, and everyone has ideas about what the next best thing is, and you always feel like there's this fear of missing out, you know. You're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be the only one who's left behind. And yeah, then after a while you have to be like, all right, I'm fine with being left behind, because I'm focusing on my goals, which are completely different from everyone else's goals.
Yeah.
And they're going on their path, let them do what they need to do. I'm going on my path, I'm going to do what I need to do, because what I need to do is going to be perhaps similar to some other people, but probably very different from other people's goals and desires with their life, right? I mean, for us, a lot of us, for me and Eleanor, for us, most importantly, is time freedom. Like, more important than anything else is time freedom. And for a lot of people, they don't care about that.
Yeah.
They care more about financial freedom. And so, of course, our life paths are going to look very different, and that's okay. If I remember that, I can stay on my goalpost and I can stop getting distracted by everything that comes at me.
Yes, I think I've learned that as well. Just stop looking around, like, you know, what else is there? What do I need to do? And just think, okay, this is the thing I said I wanted right now, so let me move towards that. And then if something else, you know, crops up, then you know that you do have the power and the choice to deviate. But Yeah, I think that's such a big lesson that you
should. Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
It's one that I'm still learning. I feel like all of these lessons, we've learned them, but we're still learning them at the same time. Yeah. which is good, because you feel like every day you're seeing how you cope with life and seeing what it is that would take, what it would take for you to change course. And I think that's one of the things that I do. I see myself as either a character in a book or a character on like a video game. And I'm always thinking to myself, how am I going to solve this next problem, or how am I going to navigate this next circumstance or situation? So one of my lessons is, rather than getting panicky when certain things happen and honing in on what the circumstance is, like actually tap into your curiosity and your creativity and think, okay, you know, if I was this character in a book, you know, wouldn't I want to know what, you know, what happens next? What does she do next? Where does she go next? How does she solve this one? And it sounds really weird and detached in some ways, because you're like literally telling yourself you're just this character. But I think for me, it really helps in terms of anxiety and just not taking life too seriously. I think just having the ability to step back a bit and say, right, let me watch her, see what she does next. I think it's just, you know, it's made a big, big difference to my life. And it's probably why I've been able to make some of the choices I've made over the past 5 years and not kind of freak out the way that I think I would have before that. So yeah, that's one of mine as well.
I love that. And also, I think they call it the heroine's journey or the hero's journey. Joseph Campbell calls it that. And I really love that, because it really truly is a unique heroine's journey that you're on, right? Mm-hmm. So let's see what goes on. Like, even God's looking down, if you believe in God, but God's looking down and saying, okay, let's see what this little soul is going to do, this little baby of mine. And, you know, he's pushing and helping you in different ways, but he's also looking, standing back and saying, okay, let's see what she does and let her have some fun. I love that. And in relation to that, for me, it was, you know, don't worry about the future so much. You know, it's kind of taking care of itself, and trust and surrender, and literally trust and surrender has been my word of the year for the last 2-3 years, because I've been really trying to inculcate that quality into me. I know I have a tendency to be like, I believe, I have faith in God, but I don't have trust in my future. And it's so funny, because recently God has been showing me over and over again that, you know, hey, it's okay, relax, because I've been taking care of everything already. And I'll check on something and I'll be like, okay, I need to check on this. And it's already been done, you know? Yeah. And I'll check on something else and I'm like, oh, it's already been done as well. And so really, you just do what you need to do. You take the steps you need to take. And in the background, the universe is working. It's magic and everything's kind of taking care of itself. And the more we kind of interfere with things, I think we actually ruin them. You know,
we kind of like... we are the ruiner of things.
So we're like, oh, I'm doing a good thing here, but you're actually ruining it. So just stop fiddling with things when they don't need to be fiddled with, and just let go and surrender and let trust that the universe is taking care of your future, because it is. Actually, a lot of things I was like, oh, I did it. No, I didn't. The universe took care of it. So
And I definitely agree. I don't know if you remember a time when I messaged you about my windows and I was saying, oh, you know, like they really, I was just looking at them being like they needed cleaning. And literally a window cleaner just emerged from nowhere and was cleaning them. And I was like, what?
I remember
like,
that.
You heard me say this in my head. But this kind of stuff happens all the time. And I think these little things even mean more than the big things that work themselves out, because you think someone out there is listening to me enough to know that someone needs to clean my windows. You know, like I think it's amazing that we're being taken care of so well in so many situations. And I know we go through difficult times, and you know, there is a lot of woe is me in the world and feeling like, you know, the world is against you and, you know, you're a victim of life. And it can feel that way. I'm not going to kind of discount that and say, you know, no one should feel like that. It's never the case, etc. But I think if you really look at your life and you look at the many things that could have gone wrong or the many ways that things could have been disappointing or hurtful or, you know, and didn't end up that way, I think you will see that something is working in your favor, at least some of the time. And if you tap into that gratitude, I find that you get more and more of it. So I think we all need to really look at the things that are going in our favor and try not to focus so much on those things that might not be the way that we want it. And also know that we play a role in shaping things as well. So it's not a case of always looking to someone else to, you know, to change our lives. We also need to do that at the same time, believing that, you know, if we take those steps, then something is going to happen to work together with us so that it happens the way that we need it to.
Yes. But I do want to point out that you have to take the steps. You can't just be sitting in your living room praying and hoping and feeling like everything's going to work out the way it is. You still have to do the work, but also trust that the work that you're doing is resulting in something that you're going to go to eventually.
Yeah, I think we're on the last. Always just like, we can't deal with this victim mentality. But
I know, oh my gosh.
We've seen problems in our lives and then thought, how do we sort it out? And then we've just gone for it. And then along the way, other people chip in, or it ends up being us doing it ourselves, but we see how it resolves. So both of us are people who just can't sit, you know, in the mud and be like, I'm stuck here. We are like, I have to move. I have to do something.
Yes, yes, yes. And I think even the Bible says, you know, I'm not an expert, but it says something like, you know, people, it helps people who help themselves, something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I'm not quoting it right, but something like that. Yeah. And, you know, it's really truly like every religious book we read is always telling you that, yes, I'm here for you. God's always saying, you know, I'm here for you, but also you have to do a little bit of work yourself, you know, start it off and I'll help you with the rest. So,
yeah, when you were saying that, it made me think of this hymn that we used to sing in school, because I went to a Catholic school, and it says things like, you know, when you walk through the waters, I'll be with you. But the point is, you still have to walk through the waters. It's not like I'm going to carry you through and you literally don't move, you don't do anything, you know. So there is a big emphasis on we need to do something as well if we want something to happen. And if we need things to change, we have to be changing our minds, changing our actions, you know. I'm a big believer in all of that.
Yes, absolutely. We're both like definitely doers rather than sitters.
Yes.
And I think this kind of leads into my last lesson, and then you can go on with your last one, which is be patient. God is giving you everything you need in good time, which is like perfect, because exactly what we're talking about, which is literally something that I'm constantly trying to drum into myself, saying, don't worry, be patient. You know, it might take 5 years, it might take 10 years. I actually was like, I'm going to be living my ideal life in the first year. That's what I was thinking when I first left the job. I was like, 1 year and I'll be there. And then 1 year passed by and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not there yet. I didn't realize it was going to take 5 years, or, you know, 4.5 or whatever it was. But, you know, after that, I was like, all right, just forget about it. Forget about the amount of time it's going to take. Just, you know, enjoy it, have fun with it, you know, be patient. Everything's happening. And the more patient I was, the faster things moved, which is how ironically the universe works. And as soon as I was like, all right, I don't even care, I'm just loving what I'm doing, it just completely fell into place exactly how I wanted it to be.
I love watching you just kind of living the life you wanted, you know, saying I want to live in this country and then being there, like, you know, a few months later. I think when you see other people live their lives like that, it makes you realize that you've got the ability to as well. And I think watching your journey has really inspired me, because I see us both as nomads. You're more of a nomad moving between countries, and mm-hmm. I'm more of a nomad moving between cities and jobs and things like that. Yes. And just, you know, all of us, both of us are just grabbing experiences. And I think for me, in terms of the nomadic lifestyle, one of the things that I've learned is that basically, if you enjoy who you are and if you enjoy your own company, then wherever you go, you're going to be happy. Because yeah. I've lived in like places that are so different from each other. But because I enjoy my company, because when I'm at home, I'm happy with who I am and what I'm doing and, you know, the projects I take on and things like that, I find that the place doesn't really matter. Like, people keep asking me, I moved last year, and people keep asking me, you know, what's the new city like and everything. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't go out. I don't go out, but I'm happy, you know, like I'm just, yes. you know, the main thing that I needed to be in the city is myself, you know, and I'm yes. I'm here and I'm enjoying it. And I think for you as well, living in countries where you start off not knowing anybody and then start mm-hmm. making friends as you go through, I think you also need that whole kind of happy with myself, therefore happy with life kind of philosophy. Yeah. So yeah, exactly. that would be exactly. my last lesson, I think.
I love that. I really love that. And I mean, I think if we just learned that lesson, a lot of us wouldn't be running around chasing something that's outside of ourselves, which a lot of my life was spent doing that. So I really love that life lesson. I think that's so important. It does take time, though. It takes a little bit of like wisdom and growth in order to get to that point. But once you do, it's so satisfying.
Yeah. Definitely. And I think one of the reasons I really wanted us to do this talk is because we aren't people who necessarily would notice that kind of thing as a lesson. I think some of these things we need to say them out loud so that we can reinforce them and kind of consciously tap into these lessons now. I think there'll be more lessons along the way, you know, like in the next 5 years. But I think for right now, just being able to take stock of where we are and what we've done and what we continue to do and what we won't do anymore because we've tried it and it just doesn't work. I think it's so important. So I'm glad that, you know, we've had this conversation. I see it as a celebration of, you know, who we are now versus who we were then, but also as a way to kind of mark a point in history so that when we look back on this conversation, you know, 5 years further down the line, we can then say, okay, I'm now in a different place, or I've now learned more lessons, and just keep adding that to our catalogue of lessons. So yeah, it's been really good to talk to you today about all of this stuff.
I love that. I kind of got chills when you said the next 5 years, and I can totally imagine us sitting, you know, in 5 years, living like an even amazing, more awesome, idealistic, perfect life, and being like, oh my God, I can't believe I actually was in that particular villa back 5 years ago when we did the first video, because look at me now. And same thing for you, you'd be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe my life. This is how I live.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just so gratifying to see that progress. Also to kind of go on this journey with you has been so amazing, because you know, it's kind of like, obviously we're sister. I mean, I consider you my sister.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're sisters on a path, and like sisters from different mothers, but sisters.
Yeah.
And we're going on this path together, sharing our trials and tribulations. And it feels really, really good. You know, I feel really grateful.
Me too. Definitely. It helps to have someone who is like-minded and also just living a similar life. Although I feel like we're so different and we live such different lives, but there's a very similar kind of theme that I think we have similar values. So we move towards similar things. And I think it's really nice to just see that in someone else and also in yourself at the same time. We help each other reflect on life.
Yes, also because you see things differently, I can ask you, like, what do you think about this? And you can give me a very objective viewpoint on things. That really helps. And the sun is coming up now, so obviously it's telling me, okay, end the video. Oh my gosh. So I'm sorry about the weird lighting situation. But again, thank you so much, everyone, for listening. And hopefully these five life lessons that we've shared, each of us have shared, will help you in some way. And if you have life lessons of yours, your own to share with us, you know, in the comments or wherever you're listening to us, you know, share it with us. We're always looking forward to that. And again, thank you for spending time with us. We shall see you in the next one, wherever we see you again. Bye. Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.